Today is Wednesday, March 16th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I got a lot of feedback on my user survey already. And, user survey, you gotta ask your listeners occasionally what they want. And we'll talk about that. But going to Twitter, actually, if we just go to Twitter right now, I just want to look at a few things. And I've had so many tweets recently with my name or my Twitter account mentioned. It's hard for me. I'm going to miss some, is what I'm saying. And not all of them were related to this podcast, but I'm going to, you know, Dean Barney keeps asking me, do Survivors Ready. And then he said, you need to do a butt first for Big Brother Canada. By the way, they are cutthroat on this Big Brother Canada. And I'm here for it. I am here for it. I tell you what, it's better. It is better than the US version by far. They're more cutthroat. They seem to understand that it's a game, so they don't get butt hurt as much. I feel like in the US, everyone gets butt hurt and they take everything personally. Whereas it seems like these Canadian contestants, they will stab each other in the back and then still be friends. And, you know, say, oh, good game. Now, maybe it was just this particular season that we're watching, but season 9. But man, I will say they do have some stuff. I'm coming up on an episode where they're going to have a battle back sort of scenario. And they just got rid of somebody who I thought needed to be gotten rid of. But I'm afraid that this person is just going to battle their way back. And I feel like Big Brother has this way of, oh, we want this person to remain. We know they're going to get voted out, but we're going to put in some sort of battle back so they can get back. And I'm sure they plan these things before the season ever begins. I know they're not just scrambling in the background to be like, oh, Ted needs to stay. We've got to think of some battle back scenario so we can get him back. And I mean, I'm sure they don't do that, but it seems that way. But to Dean Barney's request, I'm trying to figure out how to reduce the number of podcasts, not add more. So I can say we will not have a Butt First Canada. The plan is definitely to have a Butt First for US Big Brother. At least that's my plan. Survivors Ready went on hiatus, and I don't know what's going to happen going forward on that one, because again, I have a lot of podcasts. And I have to look at, you know, what has the most listeners and all that kind of stuff to see where I need to devote, you know, the majority of my time. And, we'll see is all I'm going to say. But I'm not adding more for sure. I'm not going to add Big Brother Canada. I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. But I will teach you how to podcast, Dean Barney, if you want to start your own. Gary was telling me, this was way back on March 11th, that it snowed at his sister's house in Sims, Texas. Yeah, it snowed here a little bit, and it only stuck for about a day, and it was pretty to look at, but it melted off the roads almost immediately. So that was the best kind of snow, because you can get out. Back in the day, I really wanted it to stick to the roads because I wanted to not have to go to work or not have to go to school or, you know, something like that. But now I work from home, so it doesn't matter. So snow doesn't really impact my working. I still have to come up to my desk. I can't be like, it snowed, I can't work, you know. So anyway, I prefer that kind of snow. Mel says that the library she works for has a passport office and it takes 5 to 7 weeks. Well, as I've already said, it has been shipped. It has arrived. My forms and all of that kind of stuff. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to track it on their website, and I haven't figured that out because I could have sworn I saw a track your passport request somewhere. But then when I went back, I could not find it. And so, you know, anyway, going back through some more. I'm trying to pick the ones that may be related to Kiki Gay. Oh, Baron Frosty says, without mittens managing your bills, you're probably like two paychecks away from living in your car. I just want to say, I don't even know if Baron Frosty listens to Geeky Gay anymore. How dare you? How dare you? I just want to say, Mark does not manage my finances. We have a joint account that the bills are paid out of. So that's internet, electricity, house payment, you know, things like that, that are joint expenses that we have. We both put money in there. In fact, that account has a surplus because we put extra. We put more than what we actually need to put in there. And that could be used for emergencies, like if the water heater blew up or something like that. And so we do that, and he manages, he pays those bills. But I have to say, and I know you were just joking, I'm really proud of myself because I have got a substantial 401k. I've got index funds that are, you know, accruing a lot of, you know, and I've got a savings account that's very healthy that is over. I have a savings account, just a savings account alone that I could live. Okay, not a savings account alone. The savings account by itself probably has 6 months worth of salary. So I could just live off of the savings account for 6 months, but then my index funds and all of that, I could go a few years with no job at all. So I think I've done a great job getting myself back into a good financial situation, and through choice of career, you know, through choice of job that I accepted, but also saving. I save every paycheck. I buy stocks every paycheck. All of this stuff. So anyway, I know you were joking, but I just want to say I'm really proud of myself. I think I've done an excellent job, and I'm safe, and Mark doesn't manage my finances. So there was a lot of talk about the sour bread. Laughing Buddha says, I'm not sure what you're expecting from Wild Grain, but it states that they are a sourdough bakery. Sourdough equals sour tasting bread. Yeah, it's my bad. I don't think I really looked into it that much. And I knew they had sourdough, but I didn't know everything was going to be sour. I mean, I would be surprised if the chocolate chip cookies don't have some sourdough in them, because everything that they do is sour. And I'm okay with a little sourdough here or there, but I'm just saying, when you get a box and all it has is sour bread, eventually you get tired of that. And that's probably totally my bad. They probably state that, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. Feliz Navidad. That's the thing that Mark and I say to each other. It really has no bearing on anything. I know Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas. I don't know why we say it. It's just something that started. Scotty is talking a lot about, he wants to know if he should buy the newest iPad. And, you know, he of course tagged me, and, there were several comments that said, hey, hold off until the new pro model comes out. It'll be faster, lighter, blah, blah, blah. Archer's not buying one. Bacon says, she has to replace her iPads because her batteries quit holding a charge. A lot of other stuff. And then there was a, I'm just kind of scrolling through those. There was a comment about, I believe it was from Larry Vader, who said the new iPad Pro Retina would be great for my music reader, because I use my iPad Pro for my music reader for orchestra, But I haven't bought one in 4 or 5 years. Whenever the Generation 1 iPad Pro came out, it's in a case. It has a screen protector. It is in mint condition. But it's been getting kind of slow. And I've been thinking about replacing it, and he said something, and I pulled the trigger. I bought a new iPad Pro 12.9 today based on Larry Vader's tweet. It's all his fault. And but I'm trading in my old one, and Apple's giving me $200 on my old 5-year-old one or 4-year-old one, however old it is. There's a dog barking in the background. So you guys may hear a dog. Sorry. So then we get to some comments from yesterday, and I may run out of time. Oh, my chair just popped. Gary says he loves my 5-day podcast. I don't repeat that. You don't repeat that much. You haven't finished your restaurant of the week. You stopped at refusing the lady. Yeah, the restaurant of the week. Well, we ordered food and we took it home. It was good. It was good, actually. We did not give the woman a ride. I'm probably a bad person, but I didn't know if she was going to slit our throats. Plus, we weren't finished. We were trying to figure out if we were going to even order. It was ramen. I didn't get ramen. I got a rice bowl with pork and some sauce of some sort and gyoza and a pork bun. Mel says, I don't mind repeated stories like others do. Listening to Geeky Gay is like chatting with a friend after work. Maybe talk about music, creative projects. I enjoyed hearing about tech here on Geeky Gay more than on Mix Minus. Don't change. Well, thank you, Mel. Yeah, I like to talk about tech, but sometimes when I go in the weeds, I feel like I'm losing a bunch of people. So if you guys like me to go in the weeds, I can. Miss Misery says, do what makes you happy. For me, I don't listen to Throwing Down, so if there's a repeat there, I'm unaware. And if it repeats on Mix Minus, who cares? So apparently I'm just hearing all these loud voices that are being like, oh, you repeat so much. All of you keep, I mean, the Laughing Buddha says, I don't listen to The Mix or Throwing Down. Do what makes you happy. I'm not bored with Geeky Gay. Well, that's good. Thank you. Dean Barney, I'm almost out of time, says, prioritize Geeky Gay 5 days a week. The Mix can be for conversations, advice, rather than telling your personal stories. And I rarely feel that you repeat stories. Even if you do, you tell them in an engaging and interesting way. I'm out of time. Thank you, Dean Barney. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.